paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
You are the chosen generation. His kingdom rules over all. Psalm 103 and verse 19. You are in that kingdom. When you go, you represent that kingdom. And it'll rule over anything that's trying to hold you back or discourage you or keep you or make you fail. They had no idea which way God was going to deliver. Whether he was going to come down 45th Street, down Roosevelt Avenue, whether he was going to come by airplane, by ship, or by automobile, they had no idea what form he was going to come in. But one thing they did know, that the God that they serve, he will deliver you. If you take your kingdom and the word of your king, and you stand on it, everything around you must alter itself.
Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and I will pay you back.
Well, hello, this is Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have another real exciting teaching for you today. We're teaching on your day of justice. Now, one of the things that's brought out in this teaching today is the fact that the kingdom of God is not a democracy. Now, what do you say, well, what is it? It's a theocracy. It's God-ruled. You see, Jesus is the king over this kingdom. And the Bible says in Psalm 103 and verse 19 that his kingdom rules over all, everything. So whatever's in this earth in authority, the kingdom of God rules over that. So you and I, one of the main targets of demonic abuse is the leadership. In other words, it comes after the justice systems of the nation, those who are making decisions for those nations. And the enemy tries to affect their decision-making. But you and I have a higher court that we can go to in case any decisions or laws are being made that do not line up with the kingdom of God. You and I can go to a higher authority which can cause that kingdom to be subdued. And that's what we want to do. Now, we want to learn how to do this. Because once you affect the leadership, you can affect the masses. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's go into it. Take some good notes now. This is called Your Day of Justice. I shared this once before. We were in Brazil our last trip, and we were coming home. And a gentleman was telling us about the fact that, you know, he asked to do something by his supervisor, and that he wouldn't do it because it was against company regulations and it wasn't exactly legal. And then they gave him a night to think about it, and he came back and said, I'm not doing that. And the next thing you know, he got a pink slip and they let him go. And then he made an appeal and they didn't want to hear it and let him go. Now, what was happening there? There was no justice there. Now, turn with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, please. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. Let me know when you get there. Now, in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, he says in verse 11, because sentence is against an evil work, is not executed speedily. Therefore, the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. In other words, when the injustice is not corrected, then people feel that it's safe to do wrong. It's okay. It's okay. Nothing going to happen. Just do it. Now, that is a place that some places have gotten to. And I'm saying that one of the main arteries by which the enemy uses for injustice
is he uses people in authority. He uses them. Why? Because they have an authority over a lot of other people. And he uses them. And I'm saying that the number one target of demonic abuse are some of these seats of government. Okay? Now, let's look at this now, because I told you Deuteronomy chapter. Did I tell you Deuteronomy chapter 15? Okay. Can I come back to that? Just hold that. I'll come back. All right? But the enemy knows that if he can affect the leadership, he can affect a lot of people's lives. Are you with me? And so the seats of authority are his target of his abuse many times. And an example of that, of course, are all through the Bible. But if you look at it, a clear example would be people like the three Hebrews. And the three Hebrews, come on back there, Daniel chapter 3. All right, now notice what happened here. They made a law, the king made a law, that everybody that heard music would have to bow down to the statue. Well, there are three Hebrews that wouldn't bow down. Now understand, it was the law of that kingdom. But it wasn't the law of God's kingdom. And God's kingdom rules over every other kingdom. Now, you and I have to believe that. And the reason, only reason why people don't believe that in the church is because they haven't been kingdom minded. In other words, we haven't been taught kingdom. We've been taught about the Baptist way of doing things, the Methodist way of doing things. Folks, there's not but one way to do things, and that's the kingdom way. And what has happened is the enemy has built all of that in so that the focus is more on whether you at my church or I'm at your church or I can't come over to your church because so forth. It is not one. It is not a kingdom anymore. But once you learn kingdom, the first thing you learn, it is not a democracy. It has nothing to do with you voting. It has nothing to do with what you feel. It has one thing to do with, and that's what the king says. And the king's name is Jesus. And he gives what is known as a command. And when he gives you a command, he expects you to follow it out. Say amen to that. So in here, you've got laws in the kingdom of God in the Old Testament that says you shall not bow yourself down to any other god. Now, that's the higher reality. The lesser reality that has been created with the census says that, wait a minute, the king made a law. Everybody who hears the music, bow down. Well, what did happen is the three Hebrews went by their law. Now, what does the enemy want to do? He wants you to deny your kingdom. He wants to make it so that he knows that if you take your kingdom and the word of your king and you stand on it, everything around you must alter itself. Boy, that's good preaching right there. Everything around you must change. I don't care whether it's in your house. I don't care whether it's at your job. It doesn't make any difference. It's going to change, brothers and sisters. And watch this. Nothing can hurt you, because when you stand, you become impervious. Now, I told you that word one time, so don't get all carried away. I said, when you become impervious, it means incapable of being injured or impaired, that you cannot be injured. In other words, now accidents cannot happen to you. I said attacks and accidents now is not a part of your life. Now, you can't imagine this because of your boundaries that have been set up by the wicked one. I'm telling you, get beyond those boundaries. Because what happened in here is the king got furious about it, called them in, the three Hebrews, and began to interrogate them. And they said something to him over in Daniel chapter 3, verse 17. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, whom we serve, Lord have mercy, whom we serve, he is able to do what? Deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O King. They were not trying to be impolite. They were stating the fact of the kingdom of God, that it rules over a king, it rules over a furnace, it rules over a fake God, it rules over all them counselors that set him up. I'm telling you, his kingdom rules over all. Psalm 103 and verse 19, you are in that kingdom. When you go, you represent that kingdom, and it'll rule over anything that's trying to hold you back or discourage you or keep you or make you fail. So what did they do? They stood on the word. Now, they had no idea which way God was going to deliver, whether he was going to come down 45th Street, down Roosevelt Avenue, whether he was going to come by airplane, by ship, or by automobile. They had no idea what form he was going to come in. But one thing they did know, that the God that they serve, get him on your mind instead of your problem on your mind, because the God that you serve, he will deliver you. He will deliver you from rent. He will deliver you from the people persecuting you. It doesn't make any difference. He will deliver you. Now you got to get passionate about that and not passive. Don't be laying back and getting the flag out. I surrender. I surrender. You what? You need to take the flag and use it like I used to see them do in that old church down there in Alabama. When the sister get up and she sang one of them high notes, they'll take that flag and say, go head on, girl. Go. That's what they need to be saying to you. Go head on. Stand up and tell him what God said. Go head on. Stand up against that cancer report. Go head on. Stand up against that back rent. Go head on. Declare what he said. Ain't no surrender. We done all the surrendering we gonna do. We are now going forward. That's where we're going. Sit down. Let me finish this. Your days of surrendering are over. You're not going to surrender to loneliness anymore. You're not going to, you hear what I'm telling you? You're not going to surrender when you're getting older and say, well, you ain't got no man now. Don't look like, oh, no. You said, uh-uh, because the angels are saying, go ahead on, girl. You decree what you want, and it shall be established. Say amen to that. You getting too old to have kids now. You say, God gives me my youth like an eagle, pray. The angel said, go head on. Time for you stop surrendering and giving in and getting lonely and, oh, I'm so hurt and so forth. Stop all that mess. Head on. Boy, I feel like saying it again. Up there. Go head on. Back over here. Go head on. The devil is a liar. You will get that new car. Go head on. The devil is a liar. You are going to get that big house. Go head on. Surrender. We ain't surrendering.
We going ahead on. Sit down. Let me finish this. Y'all got Wayne up out there. Okay. Boy, I know a good word when I hear one. Bible says a good word is like apples of gold. Yeah, no. No more compromise. No more negotiation. He ain't negotiating you out of nothing. What God said, you're going to get it and all of it. I said all of it. I said all of it. It's time for us to speak up. Cry loud and spare not. Shout it out loud. Shout it out! Sit down. Let's just finish this. No more boundaries. They put them in there, but the fire wouldn't burn them. Oh, in Daniel chapter 6, they put Daniel in the lion's den, but the lion wouldn't bite him. No. Because you got new boundaries now. No more surrender. Don't surrender to circumstances anymore. I said, don't surrender to things anymore. And you don't have to put up with something you don't have to put up with. God will deliver you speedily. Yeah, the church has been bullied enough. Now it's time to shout it out loud. All right, let me just go to this Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter, what did I say that was? 15. See, and don't be concerned about whether you know enough. Because when God puts you in these situations, you got to remember, David came to the front line bringing his brother some cheese and crackers. You know, something like that. And said, what's going on? Said, well, Goliath, he's really looking for somebody to fight him. And they were all dug out in foxholes, fearing and trembling. David said, well, I can take the big guy. Then he messed around and went all the way up to Saul. And the first thing Saul said to him is this. You understand. He has been trained in war from his youth. In other words, you've been keeping sheep. But what David had on him was the blessing. I said he had the blessing. Look over here in Deuteronomy chapter 15. Look what it said in verse 6. For the Lord thy God bless thee as he promised thee. Say, I'm blessed. And blessing is an empowerment to prosper. Say amen to that. And he said, and thou shalt lend to many nations, but thou shalt not borrow. Thou shalt reign over many nations, but they shall not reign, come on, over you. And that word reign there means to be superior to. That you are going to be superior to them. I didn't say uppity. I said superior. Say amen to that. So this blessing is giving you the ability to put you over in any situation. And it doesn't make any difference what you enter into. That the blessing is going to be sufficient for you. That empowerment from God that will cause you to succeed. To succeed in every area that he sends you. Whether it be in business, whether it be in arts and entertainment. I'm not talking about succeeding just because you have a degree. I said succeeding because you have the blessing. Because David had not been trained in war, but he had the blessing. And the blessing will tell you what to do, and it will make you reign. Say amen to that. So what am I saying to you now? I'm saying that David understood that blessing. And to enter into that blessing, to believe in that blessing, and that God was going to give him victory. And it would have been enough if he just said he would have slayed Goliath. But he didn't say that. He said, just for the records, I'm going to feed the whole army to the buzzards of the air. And he did just that. When he slayed Goliath, they ran. He could have let them go. But he went after him. Why? He wants total victory. He wants everything that God promised him. He wants it all. Now what am I saying? He's saying, you're going to be the lender. And you'll lend to many nations. Folks, I believe that in the days ahead, the church is going to be the one that's going to get this country out of $67 trillion of debt. Come on now. I know you've been thinking thousands. I ain't there anymore. You might have been thinking millions. We're not there anymore. You might have been thinking billions. I'm talking about the blessing. We're going to pay off the debt and own all the property behind it. Boy, let me tell you. Now, what am I doing? I'm letting you know who you are. No more boundaries. Come on. Just putting $5 in your gas tank, that's a boundary. When you leave here, just break the boundary. Just say, hey, I'm going to fill this thing up. I don't care if I don't have food tonight. I'm going to fill it. Just break out. Because the enemy would try to make you think that boundary is still there. But it's not. You need to use your faith to break through. Say, it's time for my breakthrough. Today. No more limits. No more boundaries. Nothing can contain me anymore. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, praise God. I trust that you are empowered by that teaching. Now, here's something you want to remember. That in the case of the three Hebrews, remember, there was a bad law made in that kingdom. In other words, this law was made that was not consistent with God's laws. And as a result of that, the three Hebrews were being pressured into obeying the laws that were unjust.
Well, what did they do? They said, the God that we serve, he shall deliver us. Deliver us from what? That fiery furnace. So they stood on the word of the kingdom of God. And once they stood on that word, everything around them had to change. The fire couldn't burn them. I'm talking about nothing can hurt you. When you stand for the kingdom of God, God will protect you on every side, and everything around you has to change. Praise God. This is good stuff. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to give you some more information about this teaching on your day of justice, and we'll be right back.
In this set time of God's justice, we are the chosen generation called to rule and reign in God's kingdom over the whole earth.
His kingdom rules over all. Psalm 103 and verse 19. You are in that kingdom. When you go, you represent that kingdom. And it'll rule over anything that's trying to hold you back or discourage you or keep you or make you fail.
Your Day of Justice, Volume 3, will disclose the power of the believer that carries the anointing to alleviate the suffering of humanity.
The believer carries enough power, called the anointing, on the inside of him or her that they can go out and they can actually alleviate the suffering of a section of humanity and leave no trace of the devil's curse and work in their lives.
In this series, Dr. Bill Winston reveals why Satan's job is to negotiate and make you compromise your kingdom authority, how your kingdom stand will alter everything around you, why the vengeance of the Lord is your recompense and nothing can touch you, and much more.
Nothing can hurt you, because when you stand, you become impervious.
To order your copy of Your Day of Justice, Volume 3, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327, or online at www.billwinston.org. Romans 8 declares that this earth belongs to the Lord, and being made joint heirs with Christ, we share in his inheritance.
Well, again, this is Your Day of Justice. I'm talking about you personally. And this is Volume 3 of Your Day of Justice. Get this teaching. Go over it over and over again and again. You might have been mistreated or unjustly accused of something or whatever. God has a way out. It's right here in this series, The Word of God. It's the last of our teachings in this series of Your Day of Justice. Get in on it right now. Praise God. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Pastor Bill Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center, located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 708-697-5000.